it's coming through a hole in the air.
Hi, we are
Sam,
Katie,
and Michaela from Castleton, and you are listening to
WGXC Acra
on 90.7 FM. Keep on smiling.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, January 4th. Early on this morning, it's 11 degrees in East Chatham and 15 in Hallahan Hill. That is pipe freezing territory. Some of you may need to check those basements before heading off to work. A high of 32 is expected at 3 p.m. Conditions today are sub-freezing. If you go outside, layer up, then add a coat, hat, and gloves. Be sure to have a cold weather kit in those cars. Mylar blankets will save your life. Overnight temperatures fall a little bit to 27 degrees. Tomorrow morning, a little snow may fall, turning to rain with some low-level wind gusts. Watch for falling branches and maybe fill up that wiper tank today before you need it. Tomorrow's high of 42 happens at 3 p.m. Overnight, the wind gusts die down and temperatures fall to 30 degrees. Thursday will be dry with a high of 37. Friday, expect snow. How much? Well, so far it looks like an inch and a half for the low-lying areas, but that could revise a little bit upward or downward. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 3:48 a.m., low tide at 10:16 a.m., high tide again at 4:08 p.m., and low tide again at 11 o'clock p.m. Today's river temperature will be 36 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:22 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:19 a.m. Looking way up, we see solar flare chances have fallen significantly with a turning away of active sunspot AR2916. Solar winds are expected to pick up on Saturday. Solar wind speed is currently 444 kilometers per second at 4.9 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor for daytime and fair below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 12. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Come on, tell the beat, are we ready? Y'all better do this one. What time is that? I just got 10 seconds to get to the dance floor.
Back to Ginger Radio Hour. I'm Justin Maiman. I had to bring the mic closer because I was doing the bird along with the time. We're doing the bird here live from the beating heart of the WGXC Acre Studio. Thanks for joining us. Today's show is all about music and people, but clearly we need to amend that to music and people and creatures big and small. So today, bird songs. What does that mean? Music about birds. Music with birds in it. And then the famous Cornell Library collection, American Bird Songs, which I actually got on vinyl at the WGXC Record Fair in Hudson a couple of years ago. So I'm going to play a whole side of that, which is going to remind us, for those of you who don't have any birds at the feeder right now, what those songbirds sound like. But first, let's get back to Morris Day and the time and the bird.
To the time. Can y'all sing that? Sing!
Welcome back. This is Ginger Radio Hour. That was Elado Negro with There Must Be a Song Like You. Before that, we heard Bird Feathers by Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker. The album is Diz and Bird, The Beginning on Roost Records. And of course, we started it all off with The Time and the Bird. Hallelujah. Fun fact, well, fun for me, The Time is the band, my first concert ever. I saw The Time in the 80s in Minnesota. I don't remember a whole lot of it. But I was a huge fan of The Time. Of course, Prince behind all of that. We'll hear some more Prince this month, but not today. I want to get back to the feeder, the bird feeder. This morning, I got up early. I went to the suet feeder. I saw two downies. I saw a red-bellied woodpecker, the blue jays, of course. We've had a lot of songbirds at the feeder this year, always in the summer, but we do pretty well through the fall and winter. A lot of birds hang around because we feed them a lot. So, a quick PSA, feed your birds through the winter. Any feed is better than nothing. We have both bird feeders, but also we always keep the suet stocked. And we try to put a lot of peanuts out as well. Always use unsalted peanuts for your birds and for your squirrels and your chipmunks. And that's your PSA for today. So we're going to turn now to this incredible album called American Bird Songs, Volume 1, the second issue of this album. This is from 1955. And American Bird Songs was this incredible collection that the team at Cornell University put together, starting in the 30s, and then the 40s, and the 50s, and on. And it was really led by two people, Arthur A. Allen and Peter Paul Kellogg. The two of them, along with, I'm sure, a huge cast of a supporting team, went all around the world, but especially all around Ithaca and New York State, recording bird songs and frogs and some toads and some other things, but especially bird songs, to try to collect, for the first time, bird songs on tape, right? And on the back of this album, there's this incredible photo of the parabolic reflector that Allen and Kellogg used, which was a huge technological advantage to begin recording these bird songs, which, of course, they weren't always up there in a tree with the birds, so they had to figure out a way to really collect that sound. So before I play side one here, which on the album, well, before I get that, before I play side one, I want to quickly read a blurb on the back here. It says, "Here are the bird songs that have brought joy to thousands. Now you can relax in your living room and listen to the charming medley of the mockingbird, the clear whistle of the cardinal, the flute-like phrases of the hermit thrush, the rollicking song of the bobolink, or any of the 60 bird songs brought to you on this record. You can listen to the songs of springtime when the snow is on the ground. You can bring a part of the sweetness and calm of rural life into a city apartment." I think it really works. Again, I'm going to play side one here of American Bird Songs, Volume 1, from 1955. And you're going to hear the voice of Dr. Arthur A. Allen. He'll help us identify each bird as it sings.
American Bird Songs, Volume 1. Here are the songs and calls of 60 familiar birds, as recorded in the woods, fields, and gardens of North America by the Laboratory of Ornithology at Cornell University. Some of the birds are widely distributed. Others are restricted to special habitats. And for convenience, they have been arranged in four groups, according to the places where they are most frequently found and where they do their best singing. Unless otherwise stated, they were recorded in central New York State. A group of 13 game birds concludes the record. Part 1. The initial group includes birds that nest in the North Woods, though some of them can be heard also in the South. The first of these, often considered America's foremost songbird, is the hermit thrush, now singing from a balsam spire in the Adirondack Mountains. The wood thrush delivers its shorter phrases from Canada to Florida. Now the ascending notes of the olive-back thrush among the spruces of the Adirondacks. Gray-cheeked thrush calls and then sings from the dwarf spruces at timberline near Hudson Bay. A Wilson snipe is heard in the background. Next, the Veery's descending spirals near the Cornell campus. A summer neighbor of the hermit and olive-backed thrushes is the white-throated sparrow. It can be heard also on migration in the south. The white-crowned sparrow is a neighbor of the gray-cheeked thrush at timberline. Through the night, the incessant calls of the whippoorwill can be heard from New Brunswick to northern Georgia. scarlet tanager likewise is heard as far south as Georgia. Its robin-like song seems hurried and somewhat hoarse. Rose-breasted grosbeak is an associate of the scarlet tanager, but its robin-like song is clearer and the phrases are slurred. Purple finch ranges south with the evergreens, but it is more common in the north woods, its song a continuous warble. Fox sparrow prefers the northern spruce forest for nesting. Here a bird sings near Hudson Bay and a second one in Canadian Labrador. The chippy-like trill of the slate-colored junco is a familiar sound throughout the spruce forest in summer and further south on migration. Morse code of the yellow-bellied sapsucker is less regular than the drum of other woodpeckers, and its call note is harsh.
Beep.
The northern alder flycatcher calls Phoebeo. A southern race, Fitzbew. Quick, three beers, calls an olive-sided flycatcher from the top of a spruce in the Riding Mountains. Part 2. The next group of 12 songsters are familiar birds in northern gardens and shade trees, though many of them sing well also in the southern states. The well-known song sparrow comes first, singing near the Cornell campus. Next, the familiar roundelay of a robin that concludes by scolding a screech owl. Catbird varies his squeaky robin-like song with catcalls and omits the robin's pauses. Baltimore Orioles' loud, clear whistles fill the campus elms during May and early June. The chatter and whistles of the female also can be heard. Widely distributed yellow warbler calls from the shrubbery of lawns and gardens. The flicker, or golden-winged woodpecker, has a variety of notes, but reserves its flicker-flicker call until two birds are together. Black-capped chickadee calls its name chickadee-dee-dee, but has a high, clear, whistled phoebe for a song. All day, the wood peewee calls its name at intervals, but at daybreak, it sings continuously. The simple trill of the familiar chipping sparrow often passes unnoticed in the spring medley of bird voices. The abundant red-eyed vireos in the treetops can become monotonous in the regularity of their short, robin-like phrases. The yellow-throated vireo sings more slowly and is slightly hoarse. Warbling vireo sings a continuous warble from the treetops, similar to that of the purple finch, but with a distinctly rising inflection at the end.
You've been listening to the sound of Dr. Arthur Allen describe bird songs. American Birds, the Birds of North America. The album is American Bird Songs, Volume 1, Second Issue. It's from 1955 by Cornell University Records. Allen and his colleague Peter Paul Kellogg were the first in North America to record bird sound using motion picture equipment back in 1929. And at that time, they recorded the Song Sparrow, Rose-Breasted Grosbeak, and the House Wren at Ithaca, New York. Let's hear some more music.
A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. I'm repping for the longest cycle. My uncles had to pay the cost. My sister used to sing to Whitney. My mama caught the gambling bug. We came up in a lonely castle. My papa was behind them bars. We never had to want for nothing. Said all we ever need is love. We see the same thing. We sing the same song. We feel the same grief. Bleed the same blood. You grew up in the home beside me. I always had a friend to call. How could I make it here without you? I pray I leave before you go. A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. A bird with a word came to me, the sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me, couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do.
Your door, tap on your door, door pay.
That was the incredible Aretha Franklin singing Until You Come Back to Me, That's What I'm Gonna Do. From the strangest album, or one of the strangest albums I have in my collection. It's called Here's Johnny, Magic Moments from The Tonight Show. It's a special two-record set featuring music. Billie Holiday, Judy Garland, the Smothers Brothers, Peter Falk, Lucille Ball, Lucy Arnaz, on and on. It's a strange album, but it has some great live music, including that track from Aretha Franklin. Before that, you heard Anderson .Paak with The Bird. Our time is almost up here today. Again, in the background, you're hearing Cornell record, but this one is American Birdsong, Volume 2.
Another familiar bird in the garden.
And again, that's Alan speaking in the background.
During the winter,
I wanted to share this little fact that I read in this wonderful piece in the MIT Reader online by an author named John Bevis. There's all sorts of incredible facts in there. The piece is called A Complete History of Collecting and Imitating Birdsong, and it's from a book that he wrote called Aw to Zzd, like A to Z, The Words of Birds. Anyway, check this out. He says, by 1965, around 25% of the 10,000 bird species known worldwide had been recorded. By 1982, 50% of all birds had been recorded. And today, that number is at greater than 90%. Audio recording has done its job, collecting these incredible sounds, sounds that I hope you get to hear a bit throughout the winter as you go outside, but especially a way that we can look forward to the spring. Thank you again for joining me today. This has been, and it still is, the Ginger Radio Hour for one more minute. Let's hear some more bird songs. I'll talk to you in a couple weeks. You've been listening to me live from the WGXC Acre Studio.
Finally, we hear the raucous notes of a grackle. Along the coast, the race is called the purple grackle. But west of the Alleghenies, it is the bronzed grackle. But their voices are as alike.